This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, for 14 years, Greg McLaughlin was the president and the CEO of the Tiger Woods Foundation. But at the beginning of this year, Greg took over as the president of the Champions Tour for the PGA Tour. It is a pleasure to welcome Greg McLaughlin to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Greg.
Hi, John. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Before we go forward, let's go backwards for just a moment. I just had Billy Andrade on the show talking about his win Sunday. Your first year is under your belt. Give me your overall impressions about your first year running the Champions Tour.
You know, I really enjoyed the Champions Tour. That was quite a great win, really, for Billy, his third victory that he had this year on our tour. And interestingly enough, you know, he kind of stared Bernhard down back-to-back. Bernhard came in second in Seattle at the Boeing Classic, so he beat him for a second time, which doesn't happen very often on our tour. So it's been a really, really good year. We've got a tremendous group of really passionate guys that come out and support our tour. We had 24 tournaments this year. We had, you know, close to a million fans that came out and watched our tournaments, you know, on site. Some 150 million households around the world that see Champions Tour golf. But it's probably the best way that I would describe it is, you know, you got these great legends of the game, and they're really probably the most approachable and engaging, you know, athletes that are, you know, recognizable that still like to compete and play. And it's been a great, great experience for me this year.
In the changing dynamics, Greg, that is sports these days, whether it's on demand, whether it's, you know, everything we can see, is that where this tour fits in with the landscape of sports, that it's these guys are accessible, these guys are friendly, you can get close to your heroes? How does the Champions Tour fit in?
I would say the way it really fits in, it's predominantly a very much of a business-to-business type of a sponsorship. You know, so when corporations look to make an investment, I think they're looking for a way to engage their clients in a meaningful way and leverage our players really through the pro-am events and, you know, the other client entertainment opportunities that we provide, because our guys are, you know, legendary from a standpoint of, if you showed up an event, 81-man field, you're going to know 70 of them very well, because some have been competing, you know, for 40 years or 50 years, you know, in professional golf. So I think it plays that role. I mean, clearly our partnership with Golf Channel, you know, makes it more well known because it's the home of golf. And I think that those two combinations really are where our product fits. You know, the PGA Tour clearly is the, you know, the greatest players that are playing the game. And ours are just really more about, you know, kind of where the legends play the game.
You mentioned sponsorship earlier this week. Some news about the first leg of what will become sort of a FedEx Cup playoff-like series for the Champions Tour to determine the Charles Schwab Cup winner. Before we talk about the tourney in Los Angeles, how long has the Champions Tour been thinking about going to this kind of playoff format?
Well, this year we announced a 20-year partnership with the Charles Schwab Company to support our tour. You know, they've been a partner since 1997 and stepped up and made a very, very significant contribution. As part of it, we wanted to expand on the growth of FedEx Cup and launching the Schwab Cup playoffs. So it's two playoffs, the first one, and as you mentioned, in Los Angeles, the PowerShare Championship, and the second one will be in Richmond, Virginia, the Dominion Charity Classic.
And then wrapping up again back in Arizona?
Yeah, the finals then will be played in Arizona, again at Desert Mountain, which has been the host now. This will be the fourth year that we'll have played in Desert Mountain. So it's the that will be our fourth event, or excuse me, our third event of this run. So the opening event, the Power Shares event, has a total of 30. Let's see, we're going to go 72 players for the first event, then 54 for the second event, then 36 for the last.
In discussing going to this playoff format, are there any discussions that take place with the players? Do you run this by them? Do they kind of not necessarily sign off on this, but do you get their input?
Yes, actually our players are very, very engaged and involved in the overall planning, you know, of this. We've been literally working on it all year long, and our players have been extremely engaged in trying to help us structure this. We have a player advisory council that has four policy board members plus a total of an additional nine players that make up our, you know, a cross section of our group, and each one of those weigh in and they unanimously support it. So yeah, we really don't do anything on our tour or on the PGA Tour without a tremendous amount of player input.
We're talking with Greg McLaughlin, the president of the Champions Tour, here on the Augusta Golf Show. You mentioned sponsorship and Invesco coming to the table. Take the listener, if you can, just a little bit, Greg, into the room. What's that like when you make that pitch, when you have that conversation with a sponsor and want them to be a part of a major event? I guess I'm wondering, how receptive is it? How much? It's a big investment on their part, but how much work is it on your guys' part?
Well, I'd say it's significant, really, on both parties. It's significant on, you know, the client standpoint, because they have to figure out, you know, how can they leverage this investment in order to help, you know, build their business. And those are really kind of the four cornerstones. It's really all about kind of business, brand, charity, and community. And those four tenets are really the main reason why people decide to sponsor on the Champions Tour: opportunity to build your business through the outreach that we have, either the pro-ams or hospitality options or things that our players really do around it, and the brand associating, you know, with the Champions Tour, the PGA Tour, legends of the game, benefits to the local area community. We estimate that the community outreach and economic development is, you know, 15 to 20 million per event, you know, in the markets where we play. And then they're all 501c3s. I mean, the goal really is generating as much money as we can for charity. I mean, that's our focus, and that's really what we do, you know, through our events. And those key things are the reasons why, you know, we have, you know, great partners that have been with us. You know, some have been Champions Tour sponsors, you know, for 20 years. So it's a great partnership, and we're certainly grateful for their support.
The playoffs next year, the first event in Los Angeles, still determining a site, but then after next year, you kind of go to a home ground there. You head back to Sherwood, right?
Yes. So the first event, the Power Shares Championship, yes, will be played in Southern California. The Sherwood Jack Nicklaus Design Golf Course is undergoing a renovation, so they weren't ready in 2016. But we're going to go there and play in 2017 and 2018. And, you know, it's hosted the Shark Shootout, the Tiger Woods World Challenge. So it's a great golf course, Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks. And I know, you know, many of our players competed there in either Norman's event or Tiger's event, so we're certain that they're going to like that. And we have a lot of interest in, you know, potential clubs in and around the Los Angeles area to host our event in 2016.
You know, I got to admit, Greg, from a couple of thousand miles away, it didn't look like Sherwood needed a whole lot of renovation.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Although the golf course, I guess, is 25 years old, and it's an interesting place. I mean, it's one of the few, it's almost a microclimate. I mean, they'll get 60 days of frost there, and they'll get, you know, 30 days of 100-degree temperature. Mm. So it really, it's a very unique microclimate, and I think that in general, with, you know, soil conditions and the effect that, you know, water has on a lot of things, I mean, I think that, you know, the Nicklaus Group came in and made some you know, modifications to the course, but I think a lot of it was just upgrading, you know, sprinklers, bunkers, you know, sand capping certain areas in order to really try and restore the course to what the original design was.
You know, before I let you go, Greg, you arguably have been as close to Tiger Woods as anybody over the last 15 years. Do you envision him playing the Champions Tour?
Well, you know, he's turning 40 in December, and I think there's still a lot of great golf, you know, that Tiger has on the PGA Tour. I think I'm one of the people that really do not believe that, you know, his career is coming to an end. I think he'll continue to compete at a high level. I think that, you know, when his time comes, he turns 50. I think he likes to compete. I certainly would never see him playing a full schedule just because I think family and other interests will probably occupy a good amount of his time. But I think he likes to, you know, be in the locker room. I think he likes to be around the guys, which many of our players, you know, compete because that's what they enjoy. They like, you know, being in competition. So you're going to have an individual that will have been competing for 40 years. So I think he'll come out. I think he'll play some events. And just to get in the mix and want to be able to do it again. So, yeah, we're hopeful that he's going to come out and play some events.
He is Greg McLaughlin, the president of the Champions Tour. Greg, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you. We appreciate all the support. We're looking forward to a great 2016 season.